Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A Shocking Blue bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with my good friend Kirk Chaffetz. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. Kirk Chaffetz, the prophet, is the founder of StoryWorldwide.com. I encourage you to check it out, even though that's a business that he's kind of moved on from. But it's I know he still has a place in his heart because it was your baby for a long time, wasn't it?
Absolutely, my favorite child.
But if next but to I encourage you to,
next to my daughter and my son,
I encourage you to go there though, folks, and check it out because you'll see some of the things that Kirk's what he's talking about. The reason that company did so well in really a short period of time was because he walked the talk. He gave customers what they wanted to hear. He gave them. So Kirk, people don't. Everything we sell today is a commodity. Whatever you hand to people and take money back from them is a commodity. The only unique thing is the experience that they have with you. People will still listen to ads, so to speak, I'm putting that in air quotes, that sound like an experience, sound like something that's relevant to their life. They'll still do that, won't they?
They will. They will listen to, and I'll put those quotes around ads. They will listen to ads, the new form of advertising, are narratives, stories that actually engage people, that people are actually interested in, stories that they want to be a part of. There's only two ways to engage people on this planet, and that is one with information and the other with entertainment. Mm-hmm. Or, as
say
I am fond of saying to my
folks,
clients...
Say those again, folks. This is going to be on the test.
Information, entertainment.
Yeah, those two things, folks. There'll be an essay test, by the way. Go ahead, Kirk.
And again, as I say to my clients, and information or entertainment, or, God forbid, both at the same time. And that's it, folks. I mean, I wish it were more complicated. I wish it took a genius to figure this stuff out. I would probably be a lot richer.
Because otherwise, let's say this. Let's say that they're on your ad, and they're not trying to go away from your ad. But something else in the corner of their eye is trying to pull them away from your ad. And if it's entertaining or informational, it will pull them away from your ad.
No, absolutely. And the function, again, traditional advertising worked in the economy when it was the way you learned about products. But that's no longer true. You now learn about products by searching for whatever it is you're interested in.
Right.
Now, those are the people that small business people, all business people, want to find out. If they're searching for something in the neighborhood of what you do, offer, sell, those are your customers. Those are your potential customers. Don't waste your time. There's not enough money in the world anymore to try to get the attention of people who don't give a damn about you.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to be doing is focusing on the people who do potentially want your services, and they will find you, but only if you're there. Only if when they search, mm-hmm. you are the most interesting thing answering the question they asked, then you've got them. That's the best ad in the world.
And see, what you just described is not being competitive. You described being relevant. Because as you know, Kirk, what I say is long before they ever find out if you're competitive or not, they'll rule you in or out based on whether you're relevant to them. So what you just said is where you've caught them long before they even know how much your stuff is.
Exactly.
Or lost them long before they know how much your stuff is.
Well, you need to be there for them. You need to have a body of content that is all about the things you're expert in, all about the things that people do come to you for, right? Mm-hmm. People come to businesses because they need something, and they usually have a raft of questions about the things that they need, and those questions go way beyond how much and where and when.
And it's not just about the content, it's about saving them time, too, isn't it?
No, absolutely.
And they'll pay money for that. They'll pay money for that. And that's where your margins are, isn't it, Kirk?
Yes. And I think it is. It's earning their trust. It's saying, I'm an expert in this, whatever it is, whether it's dry cleaning or selling cars or pest control, you know, whatever.
Kirk, it's been too long since we've revisited, since we've done this. Will you come back and let's have this conversation, keep it going?
I would love to. Thank you very much.
You still got more to teach us. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen, the prophet. StoryWorldwide.com. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.